Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. And this week, we're looking at how we are protected, how followers of Jesus are protected by God. We're going to look at a passage that Paul wrote. Paul wrote much of the New Testament, part of the Bible. He was one of the first followers of Jesus. He didn't actually know Jesus in person when Jesus walked on this earth, but had an incredible encounter with the risen Jesus, transformed his life, and turned him into one of the greatest communicators of the good news about Jesus to much of the world. And still today, people read his writings on that topic. And so we'll look today at a passage where he talked about something he called the armor of God.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and, as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication.
Well, clearly this passage is a great big metaphor. He uses the imagery of the gear a Roman soldier would have worn to describe the ways that God protects us and to remind us that this isn't about us mustering up courage alone and just trying to be strong and repel anything that comes our way. No, this is about God. God giving us what we need to be protected. Not us protecting ourselves, but God defending us, supplying us with what we need. Now, a couple things we need to notice about this passage. First of all, it assumes that there is an enemy, and that the enemy is dangerous, and that the enemy is attacking us. Not the most comfortable topic. It's not the kind of thing we often want to think about, but it's something Jesus believed, it's something that the writers of the Bible believed, and it's something that followers of Jesus need to believe as well, is that as much as we love a God of goodness and love, there is an opposite to that. That for all the good that God does, there is another force, another person, pushing back against all of that, called the devil or Satan. And that's who the enemy is in this passage. So for all the good things that God does in our lives, there is a force that's trying to fight against that and prevent that goodness. Evil, sin, death. Paul wants us to know that that enemy is not just flesh and blood, not another human, not just something here on this earth, but that that enemy is spiritual. He's warning us not to try to fight this on a practical level. This isn't just about you trying harder. This is a spiritual enemy. We need spiritual defenses against a spiritual enemy. He's also reminding us that the enemy isn't alone. He commands and controls things called principalities and powers. It's hard to tell what these are exactly, but some would think demons, and some would think it's just the corrupt systems of our world that have been affected by evil and that don't reflect God's priorities for this world. Either way, it's clear that Satan is powerful, spiritual, and Satan is not alone, but is working with other realities in our world, spiritual or physical, to fight against God's goodness. Now, this can be a little scary. We can look at this and say, I don't want to think about this, I don't want to worry about this, but Paul doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to know there is an enemy. We need to take that enemy seriously, and he needs to be defended against spiritually. Now, there is good news. We don't need to be afraid of this enemy. We should be careful, we should be cautious, but we don't need to worry that the enemy is going to win. Because elsewhere in the Bible, Paul, using some of the very same language, said this. neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God. So there's some good news there. The devil and all his forces can fight against God's goodness all they want, but in the end, God's love will prevail. In the meantime, we need defense against that. We need some help. And that's the second thing to note in this passage, is that there is a defense, there is help, and it's not just about us trying harder, it is about God giving us what we need to be defended. What he calls the whole armor of God. So what are these defenses? Well, there's the belt of truth. There's the breastplate of righteousness. So there are these shoes of readiness to present the gospel of peace, and there's a shield of faith. Then there's the helmet of salvation and the sword, which is actually described for us. We know what the sword is. It's the Word of God, the Bible. These are the defenses that are given to us, the protections, and we're going to look a little bit more at them tomorrow. But in the meantime, I just want you to see how this is kind of a balanced message. On the one hand, Paul says, stand firm. There's something for us to do. Fight. Be strong. But he wants us to know that that's not enough. We can't fight this enemy on our own. We need holy, godly, spiritual defense. And we get that too. It's a nice balanced message. So before we learn more about these defenses in particular tomorrow, here's a question for you to think about and discuss with some others. What do you think all these other defenses that aren't explained for us here are supposed to represent? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.